Okay, can we talk about how confusing weight loss has become? Like, one minute it's carbs are bad, and then the next it's, no, actually carbs are fine, but only if you walk 10,000 steps and drink a green juice, and honestly, it's just a lot. And then even if you do lose the weight, keeping it off is a whole different story. If you're struggling and want something that fits your real life, Hers can help. It's designed to support you in reaching your goals in a way that actually fits your life. That's why Weight Loss by Hers is getting so much attention right now.
Hers connects you with licensed medical providers who create doctor-developed treatment plans tailored to you.
They offer access to an affordable range of FDA-approved GLP-1 medications, including the Wegovy pill and the Wegovy pen. It helps regulate your appetite so you eat less and keep the weight off. If you're ready to reach your goals and want to try something new, visit forhers.com/Bert to get personalized, affordable care that gets you. That's forhers.com/Bert. Forhers.com/Bert. Weight Loss by Hers is not available in all 50 states. Wegovy is a registered trademark of Novo Nordisk A/S. Get started and learn more, including important safety information, Wegovy clinical study information and restrictions. Visit forhers.com.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
The Bert Show.
All right, I got a question for you guys. Let's say we're doing a Bert Show Guinness Book of World Records here, okay?
Okay.
I want to find the listener with the least amount of time from getting your driver's license to your first accident.
Oh.
404-741-Q100. I've got a friend of a friend of mine, 16 years old. You guys remember this time, right? You're going from your permit to your driver's license. You're all stressed out at school because all your friends have passed, and you're like the last one. Same situation. So she goes and she gets her driver's license on Tuesday and passes with flying colors. Yeah, she has some problems with the parallel parking, but, you know, she scores well enough and she gets her driver's license on Tuesday. Saturday, she drives for the very first time by herself, and she drives the car off the road.
Oh, no. Oh, no.
Totally off, panics, and drives the car off the road into a ditch. So 4 days would be our starting point.
Oh, I'm sure you can find somebody that can be.
You're
going
to get something that's going to be hours.
I wonder if it's like, I got my driver's license at 2 and on my way home, I got into my first accident.
You pulled out of the DMV and then there you go. Yeah.
I got a ticket the first time, even like being in the car with my parents or a friend or anybody, the first time I was ever pulled over by a police officer was like a week after getting my license.
Mm-hmm.
I was speeding and I got pulled over and I was convinced that I was going to jail. You know, he just takes your license and
you
whatever.
You start crying.
I actually tried because I'm like, you know what? If I cry, he'll feel bad and then he won't put me in with the other prisoners. This is my 16-year-old mentality. And I was so jacked up, like screwed up, that I couldn't muster tears. And, you know, he just comes up and he goes, can I have your insurance card? Blah, blah, blah. And then he comes back and he gives you a ticket and he goes, oh, you can't go that fast on this road, son. Be more careful. And it was, you know, small little town. It was like a $42 ticket.
Mm-hmm.
I probably paid for the power to the traffic light for 2 years with that. But... it was the whole thing, but I was like so convinced that I was going to be lying on the hood of the car.
Him slamming you down.
Watch one too many cops episodes.
Yeah, exactly.
Hey, good morning, Dustin. You're on Q100.
Morning.
Morning.
Hi. Least amount of time from getting your driver's license to your first accident.
Well, it's not 4 days, but I was 16, 2 months. Mm.
2 months. Oh, that's easy.
We can 2 months.
We can beat that. That's way easy. Was it a bad accident, or was it just like you panicked and went off the road?
You know, it wasn't bad as far as physical damage, but it was bad that I wasn't supposed to have anybody in the car. Of course, you're 16, you're not supposed to have anybody but family in the car. I had my pastor's daughter, which was my girlfriend at the time, in the car with me, and, you know, rear-ended somebody and... Just he wasn't too happy with me at that moment.
Yeah, 2 months is that's eternity in 16-year-old years right there.
That'll still freak you out to drive for a long time after that when you're that new.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and just, I don't know, just to get shaken up. And after any accident, you're shaken up for a while.
But at 16.
You can't get that steel-on-steel sound out of your head either.
Yes.
Hey, Miranda, good morning. So you get your driver's license, and how long is it before your first accident?
I got my driver's license on a Wednesday. I got the insurance for my car on a Thursday and totaled my car out on a Friday.
Oh, oh no. 2 days.
It was 2 weeks before Christmas.
Oh, man. That sucks.
What happened? Was the accident your fault?
Well, technically, I was at a stop sign waiting to turn left, and I couldn't see around a van that was sitting half in the turning lane and half in a straight lane. It was a two-lane road, one going one way, one going the other.
Still mad about it.
Yeah. What do you mean, technically?
She still wants to fight it. We're not the judge.
Well, right.
They said that I did get the ticket because I totaled out my car and someone else. But I wouldn't have got the ticket if I got the license plate of the person sitting half in the turn lane, half in a straight lane.
Mm-hmm.
None of us can see around them. And I had witnesses saying, yeah, no one can
facts
see
the facts.
Right.
How long ago was it?
When I turned 18, because I didn't get my learners, I went straight for my driver's.
No, but how long ago?
How many years ago?
About 5 years ago.
Still mad.
Still
mad. And I realize if anybody begins a sentence, technically they're lying.
Yeah.
No, technically.
Oh, no, she's telling the truth as she perceives it.
Sure.
But what she's doing is she's throwing, let me throw some buzzwords in here that will deflect the blame from me.
Yeah, I'm not responsible.
Technically, what had happened was my light was red. Uh-huh. But I was still, my car was propelled forward, and due to the laws of physics and my attention to my texting as opposed to the brake, technically.
The inertia was out of control.
Hey, Brittany, good morning. You're on Q100. Hi.
Hi. How are you guys?
Good. All right, shortest amount of time from getting the driver's license to your first accident.
I got my license on a Tuesday, and I went to church the next day, Wednesday night, and ran into a parked car.
The next day.
How'd you manage that? Technically, see, it shouldn't have been parked there.
How do you run into a parked car? What's that?
It was in my way.
Right. And you honked. I mean, you honked.
Yeah. It just didn't move.
Well, your fault. All right, here is Jessica. Shortest amount of time from getting your license to your first accident.
Approximately 11 hours.
11 hours?
Oh, sweet.
Approximately.
Yeah, I can't remember the exact time, but it was the same day.
Okay.
Oh, Lord.
So, and you were driving by yourself that day?
Yes, I was driving by myself. I was going to meet some friends the night that I got my license. I actually didn't tell my parents about it. I kind of just took the car without them knowing.
Oh, no.
Oh, no.
And then I ran into the car in front of me because I wasn't paying attention. Mm-hmm. And then, of course, I got my license taken away for 6 months. So.
I had my license
for about 11 hours before I got it taken away.
11 hours sucks. And you snuck the car out without your parents knowing.
Well, it is. I mean, you know what? I don't even blame her because when those keys are sitting on the counter when you first get your license, the keys are like, hey. Hey,
yeah.
Here I am.
It's like mom and dad won't let me drive, but the law will.
Yeah, you know what you're doing. Come on.
They're not above the law.
Take your first spin. Come on. It's just you and me. Let's go.
Here's a sure sign of seeing somebody who has gotten their license within the past 2 years.
Mm-hmm.
They have a keychain that is branded with the type of car they drive.
Yes.
So they got
that they owned a year before they got their license.
They got a shiny new Sunbird out in the parking lot, and they've got the Pontiac keychain. And the keys are not in the purse or the pocket, but in the hand as they walk through the mall, and they're just kind of flipping over.
Flipping around.
Other than BMW drivers, they do that their whole life.
Oh, God.
You really have beef. Hey, Wendy, good morning. You're on Q100. Okay, I think you are going to be our world record holder here. From driver's license to first accident is how long?
Maybe a minute and a half.
Oh, God, a minute and a half. Oh, geez, what happened?
Yep. My parents had gotten me one of those little RX-7s, and it was a 5-speed. And my mom takes me on my birthday. This was, you know, in the 80s to get my license. I'm pulling out of the DMV, and it's like a little hill, and the road's a little bit slick. Totally freaked out. And spun the car around like 4 times right there in front of it.
Right outside the DMV parking lot.
In front of everybody at the DMV. They're like, wanting everybody to see.
We just gave this girl a license and she spun out right in front of the DMV.
There's your winner.
Done.
That inspector got fired.
Yes.
90 seconds from driver's license to the middle of the road. Congratulations, Wendy. You are now in the Burt Show's Guinness Book of World Records.
Thank you.
Here, Burt Show.
Okay, can we talk about how confusing weight loss has become? Like, 1 minute, it's carbs are bad, and then the next, it's, no, actually, carbs are fine, but only if you walk 10,000 steps and drink a green juice, and honestly, it's just a lot. And then even if you do lose the weight, keeping it off is a whole different story. If you're struggling and want something that fits your real life, hers can help. It's designed to support you in reaching your goals in a way that actually fits your life. That's why Weight Loss by Hers is getting so much attention right now.
Hers connects you with licensed medical providers who create doctor-developed treatment plans tailored to you.
They offer access to an affordable range of FDA-approved GLP-1 medications, including the Wegovy pill and the Wegovy pen. It helps regulate your appetite so you eat less and keep the weight off. If you're ready to reach your goals and want to try something new, visit forhers.com/Burt to get personalized, affordable care that gets you. That's forhers.com/Burt. Forhers.com/Burt. Weight Loss by Hers is not available in all 50 states. Wegovy is a registered trademark of Novo Nordisk A/S. Get started and learn more, including important safety information, Wegovy clinical study information, and restrictions. Visit forhers.com.
Bubba Wallace here from 2311 Racing. You know what's slower than a pace car? Waiting at the car wash. That's when I fire up Chumba Casino. It turns those slow minutes into fast fun. With new games every week, you'll never get bored. Next time you're stuck in the slow lane, speed up with Chumba. Play now at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks. Like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit Dick's.com/scorecardplus for details.
Hey, The Burt Show.
So we were just talking about the shortest amount of time from actually getting your driver's license to getting in your first accident. And it didn't take people nearly that long. I mean, there are some that got into the accident as they were taking the exam or while they had the instructor in the car.
Oh, no.
Do you remember how tight you were, though, when that instructor was in the car?
Oh,
I mean, white-knuckling it, man. 10 and 2.
I never took any driver's ed. Driver's ed was Jim Dollar. And that was like, he had no problem, like, curling up like a ball if I was about to hit something right in the seat. Like, he was not compassionate about driver's ed.
I mean, it was Millie Pete that taught me to drive, but when I went in to the test and the guy got in the car with me, I said, well, what radio station would you like to listen to on our drive, trying to be cute? Mm-hmm. He said, we don't listen to the radio while we're doing this test. I was like, well, I think I just failed that one.
My guy smelled bad, and I couldn't think of anything else.
Oh, no.
Oh, really?
Oh.
He reeked of body odor.
That's awful.
Like, awful.
He must have had a day. He must have had a day off of the restaurant.
Yeah.
Oh, it was bad.
Hey, Tim, good morning. You're on Q100.
It was the nurse. Hey,
Bert, how y'all doing?
Good. How are you, man?
Well, I actually wrecked the driver's ed vehicle.
Oh, no. How?
Oh, man.
Well, we pulled into a parking spot, and we switched drivers, and it was happened to be my turn. And I was basically petrified and nervous, and when he told me to back out, he told me to look this way, turn the wheel this way, and we're going this way. So amongst those directions, I got confused, and when I backed out, I basically took out the whole driver's side of the car next to it on the right side.
Wow. Those cars must be insured for crazy amounts of money. You didn't have to pay for any of that, right?
No, I didn't have to pay for it. Actually, the other students that were in the car with me were kind of glad because it was fifth period, and we basically missed all of sixth period.
I can't think of a more stressful job than being a driver's ed teacher. When you're not the ones that where you're preparing them for the written test, but the driving test.
Yeah.
I can't think of anything more stressful.
You got that brake on your side of the vehicle. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's why your guy stunk, because
he was so nervous.
Sweaty.
How do you think the guy, not the instructor, but the guy who gives the exam, is that the equivalent of the weather guy who gets sent out to the tornadoes?
The cubby reporter?
Yeah. Like, are you the very bottom level of Department of Motor Vehicle employee? Like, when you start, you do that for a year and a half.
Because you can't be promoted to that job.
And I'm assuming nobody volunteers for it.
Right. Mm-hmm. Like, who aspires to be that when they grow up?
Yeah.
Hey, Natasha, good morning. You're on
Q100. Hi.
Hello.
Okay. My mother actually wrecked while she was taking her test. During the test. She was, I think she was actually 18, too. She waited till she was 18, and it was in Kentucky. And you actually had to parallel park between cars on the side of the road, not cars.
Oh, yeah. Bad idea.
Mm-hmm.
And she made it in between the cars perfectly. And she was so excited that she, like, lost all composure.
Mm-hmm.
And she was looking behind her to back up, but she did not put the car in reverse.
Oh, no. That is quite a feat. Your first successful parallel park. That's like a Super Bowl touchdown right
yes.
there.
Yes.
Yeah. That Especially is awesome. That
young, yeah. And that's a victory that never goes away. I just was at Atlantic Station a couple days ago and zipped it in there with one try.
That's nice.
I was actually bummed that nobody was on the sidewalk or like around. And Jessica wasn't even in the car.
You're like, man.
I just nailed that, people.
Didn't you say that you watched a couple of weeks ago?
Yes. Literally, we started timing it and I think they were in the car. What did I say? Like 14 minutes or something like that?
Oh, literally. No.
And she would not give up. Like, and I mean, I knew they knew we were laughing at them because we're sitting on the patio and just watching her back and forth and back and forth. And yeah, we literally started timing it.
I'll max out if there are people watching at three.
Yep.
Three tries.
And then
I'm a fool and you know it. I can't do it.
Yeah. And you
it's
have
like
to park.
10 tries and she could not get it.
and then
the husband was in the passenger seat too. You know, he was going nuts.
You have to find a parking spot that's out of their line of sight. You can't. You got to make them decide. You got to. In your mind, the people who are viewing you fail that.
Yeah.
Like when you take off. That you think that they're going, oh, his house must be on fire and he just got the call.
My problem is I do it and I'm all proud of myself. I get out and I'm like 5 feet from the sidewalk.
Right, yeah,
I'm straight, but I'm a little far from the sidewalk.
You're in the road.
Yeah. I still can't pull it off if you go frontwards into the spot. I can do it backwards.
You got to back in.
But there are some people that have perfected the front ways, man.
No, you got to back in.
We got to talk to those people. I don't know how to do that.
That's an improper parallel park.
No, with a little car like yours, you can pull it off.
I can't do it. I can't line it up right. Hey, Doug. Oops, my bad. Hey, Doug.
Hey, good morning.
Good morning.
At the DMV, I already had my license. I was going for the motorcycle test. And the guy's standing out there. He's got his little clipboard. He's judging every little move we do. And on the motorcycle test, they make you get up to like 25 miles an hour and then stop on the white line as close as you can get to it. Well, I grabbed a little too much front brake.
Oh, no.
Flipped the motorcycle in the parking lot, and I'm laying on my back. I jump up, and I ask the guy, did I pass? And he said, no.
Yeah. I assume not.
My guess is if you make the instructor run toward you to see if you're okay during the motorcycle test, you didn't pass.
Yeah. Right, last call here. Good morning, Samantha. You're part of the Burt Show.
Yeah, I'm 21 years old. I've never gotten in a car accident, so you may be wondering why I'm calling. I'm in a ditch. I got in my first accident while I'm listening to all these crazy stories. Getting into accidents.
Are you okay?
You just crashed your car?
I'm totally fine. I'm just sitting here waiting for a wrecker to pull me out.
Hey, Samantha, do you want to play the role? Do you want to do a little role playing and stranded Samantha?
Yeah, I'm just jealous of all the adventures that they were getting to experience that I didn't. And so,
be careful what you ask for. Which
you can be the.
I know. So I just want to let y'all know. Oh. Thanks, Burt Show.
Congratulations on your first accident. Glad you're okay.
What road are you on right now? What road are you on?
I'm in Milledgeville.
She's not on a road, Burt. That's the problem.
She's in a ditch.
This is The Burt Show.
Okay, can we talk about how confusing weight loss has become? Like, one minute, it's carbs are bad, and then the next, it's, no, actually, carbs are fine, but only if you walk 10,000 steps and drink a green juice, and honestly, it's just a lot. And then even if you do lose the weight, keeping it off is a whole different story. If you're struggling and want something that fits your real life, Hers can help. It's designed to support you in reaching your goals in a way that actually fits your life. That's why Weight Loss by Hers is getting so much attention right now. Hers connects you with licensed medical providers who create doctor-developed treatment plans tailored to you. They offer access to an affordable range of FDA-approved GLP-1 medications, including the Wegovy pill and the Wegovy pen. It helps regulate your appetite so you eat less and keep the weight off. If you're ready to reach your goals and want to try something new, visit forhers.com/Burt to get personalized, affordable care that gets you. That's forhers.com/Burt. forhers.com/Burt. Weight Loss by Hers is not available in all 50 states. Wegovy is a registered trademark of Novo Nordisk A/S. Get started and learn more, including important safety information, Wegovy clinical study information, and restrictions. Visit forhers.com.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory Lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21+. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more.
That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit Dick's.com/scorecardplus for details.
The Bird Show.
Well, convicted swindler Bernie Madoff, who is
swindler,
who is 71 years old. I think this is just funny to imagine. He's got involved in a prison brawl already. Of course, he's been arrested in prison for this.
I heard about this.
Well, apparently, another inmate had pushed him, so he shoved him back, knocked him down to the ground, and then stood over him, you know, like all red in the face, mad.
Have you ever seen him go after the photographers when he was being, you know, tried or whatever?
Indicted.
Yeah, and so he would come out of his apartment and walk to the thing, like photographers all up on his face, and he would just shove his way through them.
How old is this dude?
71.
I wonder if there's anybody listening right now that has seen their grandparents get in a physical fight with somebody else.
Bring it.
404-741-Q100. I want to know the one thing that makes your grandparents snap and go after another 75-year-old person. And it can't be like a young grandparent. You know, like we'll have like a 42-year-old grandparent. No, no, no. We're looking like 70 years old here.
70 or older, right.
We had a similar question a while back. Didn't somebody go nuts at a bingo game? Seriously.
Yeah, I think I do remember that news story.
It was, we asked why you had to go get your grandma out of jail, and some woman went nuts at a church bingo game.
Omar, how old is your grandmother?
Hello?
Omar?
Yes.
Yeah, can you turn your radio down?
Yes.
Thank you, sir. How old is your grandmother?
Well, she's now passed away, but she was 78 at the time. 78 at the time.
Right? Okay.
What happened?
Well, I grew up in the Dominican Republic, and there we build everything in cement, you know, because of the tropical area, unlike here in wood. Well, we lived in a decline, and when the neighbor would wash their cars, wash out their garage, scrub out their garage, all that water would roll out of their driveway down into our house.
That will drive anybody crazy, but if you're 78, you can only take it so long.
Yeah, which is about 5 minutes.
That is correct. That is correct. And my grandmother, I mean, she had spoken to her about it.
Oh, she marched up that hill, didn't she?
I'm sorry?
She marched straight up that hill, didn't she?
No, actually, she started screaming at the neighbor over the side fence. The neighbor came out to show that it wasn't such a big deal, but it was. It was sprawled all over our entrance.
Sure.
No one could get in and out of our house without, you know, wetting their feet. And, you know, my grandmother had the water hose in her hand because she was trying to wash out the garbage.
That's awesome.
Oh, no.
So she aimed the water hose at my neighbor and just right in the face. And
no.
Poor neighbor was not expecting it. She's feeling like crazy. A melee broke out between my 78-year-old grandmother and my neighbor, was probably, her kids were my age, so she had to have been my neighbor had to have been my parents' age, so she was young enough to be her daughter.
Oh, really? So like 78 going on against like 50-something?
And there's nothing
like
40s.
There's no way to look cool taking a water hose to the face, because that, think of the face you make,
especially
and then
from granny.
And the physical reaction that you have, like trying to swat away at the water, and you can't see, so the person who's spraying you can keep that train right on your face.
It. And he said she was in her 40s, so there's no win in that fight. Yeah. You got a 78-year-old person, and you can't even fight back.
You got to take it.
Hey, Nate, good morning.
Hey, what's up, guys?
You tell us.
Well, about 2 years ago, my grandpa's 74 now. He was 72, and he's a big golfer.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I went on a golfing trip with him, and we played a game called Scramble, where you get on teams.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh.
Well, there was another older man, maybe late 60s, was driving, and he was drunk, driving a golf cart. And we were on a green, and my grandpa was getting ready to putt.
Oh, no.
And this drunk old man kept driving. You know, he ended up on the green. So,
they got in a fight.
My grandpa wasn't very happy with it. He walked up to him and pushed him off the golf cart. And it was pretty much all downhill from there.
So your grandpa shoved a guy off of a moving golf cart?
Yes. No, he wasn't moving. Then.
Oh, okay.
He stopped. He had stopped, and he was just rambling and rambling and rambling.
Mm-hmm.
And we basically had to pull my grandpa off of this old man.
It's hilarious.
And everybody, you know, the owner came out. The owner
and they got in a fight. They got in a fight. Two old people got in a fight.
See, that's what it's like talking to somebody who's on their BlackBerry. Yes. When they start telling it, and then they...
I think that's where we're going. I think that's where we're going. This. Two old people got in
they
a fight.
Got a fight.
Hello.
Oh, hey.
Hey,
wow.
Morning.
Hi,
we're the only ones you're talking to, right?
Is this the Bird Show?
Yes.
Oh, God.
Am I talking really loud?
No, you're fine.
You're fine, and you're... Mm. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, go ahead.
Well, I wanted to tell you guys about my grandmother.
Uh-huh. Okay.
And this is in Puerto Rico, and I don't know if you guys have ever been there before, but people, you know, drive crazy anyway. And she got into a fender bender.
Uh-huh.
Mind you, she's like 80 years old.
Okay.
Driving, okay, insisting. She's very independent.
Okay.
And so she gets into a fender bender, and they each get out of their vehicles, and it's a young man. And he's, you know, like the gangster-looking little kid, you know, with the big baggy pants, bandanas, looks like a little smart aleck to begin with.
Right.
And he decided to get smart off with my grandmother.
Oh, no.
She punched him in the mouth.
Literally, like, close-fisted in the mouth.
Lip.
And there's nothing you can do when you're the kid who gets hit by the 80-year-old mom, grandma in the mouth.
No, he did not know what to do with himself. That little toughness went right out of him.
Nice. You can't do anything. That's you can't swing great. Back at grandma.
And you better make up a really good story if you got a scar or you got a cut or yes. something, and you're not going to the hospital saying, I just got my ass kicked by an 80-year-old.
No.
Joanna, producer Joanna can add.
I can add to the conversation. So, my dad is 65 years old, and he's a car salesman, or he was a car salesman, and he was going to sell this car to this guy. The guy didn't know if he wanted the car, so my dad's like, okay, we'll put a deposit down, because if tomorrow someone else comes, I can sell it to them if you really want it. And the guy's like, no, I'm not leaving a deposit. So the next day, or actually later on that day, someone did come and bought that particular vehicle. So
that really does happen, huh?
It really does happen. I know, we're not just saying that. So the guy came back the next day and asked my dad, what did you do with my car? And I was like, I sold it. I told you to leave a deposit. The guy was so angry that he punched my dad.
Oh.
My dad's 65 years old, and he's such a bad, like, he not very good aim, because my dad's short. So I would think you'd be able to, like, hit him in the face, but he didn't. He hit him in the chest. And left this huge welt on him, and my dad pushed him back and pushed him up against the TV.
That's awesome.
Someone else had to come and break him up because they were about to rumble.
And how old was the other dude?
He was like in his early 50s, maybe.
Don't mess with
angry
an elderly
about
person.
A car.
Because at that point, they've got nothing to lose. They will bite, scratch, poke.
Yeah.
They'll go for your eyes.
Because they want a good way out.
Yes.
So they will scratch, even if it's to the death.
I will give you guys the option if I should take this call or we should just let it go. Mike has a 76-year-old grandfather that was detained for knocking out his roommate.
Oh, yes.
One more.
Yes. It has to be like a nursing home story.
I would love nursing home employees to call to talk about the fights they broke up in the home. That has to happen all the time.
Hey, Mike.
Hello, Bert. Love your show.
Thank you, sir.
Sad my grandfather passed away last year, lived to be 92, but years ago when we put him in a retirement home in the suburbs of Philly, we found out through law enforcement that he had gotten into a physical altercation because he was suffering from dementia.
Mm-hmm.
Knocked out his roommate, gave him two black and blue eyes.
Oh, no.
And almost fractured his right arm. And I didn't think my grandfather had that in him.
And how old was the dude that he knocked out?
Yes, was his roommate. And we had told him at the hospice, the people there, you might not want to give him a roommate because he's getting pretty ornery in his later years, but they said we're going to try anyway, and they deeply regretted
that. So that he had dementia, so I don't know who he thought his roommate
that
was.
That wasn't really a fight as much as the guy in his own mind thinking he was back in the Navy and they were on deck having Fight Club.
That could be. He was in World War II and was having flashbacks in his later years.
Oh, really?
Yeah. That is possible.
That's sad.
But
that must be the slowest thing to watch. Two 76-year-old guys going at it on the floor trying to fight each other.
Oh, God. What if
somebody just punched somebody already?
What if the dude, what if his roommate was Japanese and this guy's a World War II veteran?
No.
His mind just starts to go nuts on him. He just wakes up and he's in the
WWII flat.
In a room with a Jap!
You're on The Bert Show.
Okay, can we talk about how confusing weight loss has become? Like, one minute it's carbs are bad, and then the next it's, no, actually carbs are fine, but only if you walk 10,000 steps and drink a green juice, and honestly, it's just a lot. And then even if you do lose the weight, keeping it off is a whole different story. If you're struggling and want something that fits your real life, Hers can help. It's designed to support you in reaching your goals in a way that actually fits your life. That's why Weight Loss by Hers is getting so much attention right now. Hers connects you with licensed medical providers who create doctor-developed treatment plans tailored to you. They offer access to an affordable range of FDA-approved GLP-1 medications, including the Wegovy pill and the Wegovy pen. It helps regulate your appetite so you eat less and keep the weight off. If you're ready to reach your goals and want to try something new, visit forhers.com/Bert to get personalized, affordable care that gets you. That's forhers.com/Bert. Forhers.com/Bert. Weight Loss by Hers is not available in all 50 states. Wegovy is a registered trademark of Novo Nordisk A/S. Get started and learn more, including important safety information, Wegovy clinical study information, and restrictions. Visit forhers.com.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Game night's fun until someone spends 5 minutes lining up one shot. Chalk, breathe, re-chalk. Still aiming. While they figure it out, I fire up Chumba Casino. I can spin anywhere, anytime, and there's always a new social casino game every week. Spins happen way faster than that shot. Play now at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit Dick's.com/Scorecard Plus for details.
The Bert Show.
I don't know her name. But I do know that she and her boyfriend broke up years ago, and she's been thinking about this dude ever since, and would sort of like to just find out what he's up to now.
Sounds like it might have been fiancé. Didn't you say they were going to get married?
I think they are engaged. Okay. Or were engaged.
Her name is Tanya, and she would like you to call her Tanya.
Do you, and we should
do you want me to spell it differently so people don't know who she is?
No.
Okay.
It's an I instead of a Y.
It's an I. Tanya. Bert. Tanya.
Tanya?
No. Tanya.
Tanya.
No. Tanya.
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 All right.
Hi, Tanya.
You know what? You're close enough.
Hey. How are you?
Good. How are you?
Good. All right. So, as I understand it, you went out with this guy back in the day.
Yes. When I first moved to Atlanta, which is like in 94.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And so, we dated for 4 years. 3 of those years, we actually lived together. Yeah. So we decided that we should, or rather he should get his own apartment after a couple of indiscretions there. And
Okay, stop. Okay. Let's define indiscretions.
Okay, like girls calling the house, you know, and actually finding like evidence he's been with someone else, things like that.
Okay, so,
you were like, get out.
You know, but very nice, because we were still... Like, he's such an awesome guy, and I'm such an awesome girl, you know? So I kind of, like, forgave him until, like, the last bit of evidence was found. And so it's like, well, you know what? You get your own place, and let's see what happens, you know?
So you weren't even calling it off completely after he cheated
right?
on you.
Oh,
like,
no.
Just
he
don't.
He wasn't, neither was I, you know? So he was like, okay, so he moved out to Riverdale. And even though that... he was in his own apartment, we were still together, you know, still messing around, things like that. until one night when I picked up the phone, I called him. It must have been like midnight, 1 a.m., and a girl answered the phone.
Uh-oh.
And I was like, okay. And all of a sudden, I was like, you know what? You know, this is the best move. He's there. I'm here. And that was it. I was like, you know, let's just go our separate ways, and that's it. And that was, like, in 98. So some years had passed, and I ran into his cousin at Publix, and he informed me that Kevin had gotten married. And I was, like, you know, a little hurt because we talked about getting married and looked at rings and, you know, things like that. You know, so I was kind of disappointed with that. But
because he thought if he was going to marry anybody, it would have been you.
Exactly.
Right.
Exactly.
Not one of those other tricks.
Exactly.
I'll take things I wasn't expecting Jen Hobby to say for 400 hours.
Yeah,
So now, even though, you know, like several years passed, I always thought about him because, like I said, you know, we went through a lot during those 4 years. And it was when I had first moved to Atlanta, so he was the first for many things with me, you know, because I was like, oh, in my early 20s, moving from New York here, and I went to college. That was my
He was your security blanket.
Exactly. And I was like 20. He was like 25 or 26 at the time. So, you know, much older than I. So, you know. So I always thought about him, you know, even after our breakup and everything like that. And always wondered, you know, if we stayed together, would we have been married? Would we have had children by now and things like that? Because, like I said, he was a really awesome guy, you know. And then he had two daughters. And he was a wonderful dad. So every weekend he would have his daughters. We'd go out, take them to the movies, and, you know, had, like, a nice family time, you know?
So those two daughters were from previous relationships, but before before you?
Oh, way before me, yeah.
Okay.
And from
okay.
the same mama or two baby mamas?
Two baby mamas.
Okay. I'm just establishing a pattern.
Yeah. The two baby mama tricks.
CSI Riverdale.
So, okay. So a couple of months ago, I ran into his cousin at Publix, and he informed me that he was divorced. My ex was divorced.
Okay.
So I was like, wow. And I'm thinking, wow, this is a perfect opportunity to get in contact with him, you know?
It's kind of cool you found out he was married and divorced at Publix.
At Publix.
Yeah, exactly.
Where shopping is a pleasure.
They'll carry your bags to your car and fix your love life.
So yeah. You now find that this guy is available, and you've been thinking about him ever since?
Exactly. So I'm like, wow, I wonder, did it really started to, like, weigh heavy on my mind and, you know, in my heart, like, okay, if I found him, I wonder.
Everybody's calling with the same question here for you. And the question is, what the hell are you doing? Hey, Lance, good morning. You're on Q100.
Hey, guys, if there's any time to say this, is here's your signs. I mean, look at all the signs. This guy, you know, he's got two babies from two different mamas. He cheated on you two or three times. And you want to go back with him? I know, I hate to say it's, I don't want to say it's what guys do, but if somebody usually has done this to you in the past, what makes you think you can trust them in the future? Why do you think he got divorced?
But it was 10
years. Let's find out what that's all about.
Well, if we find him, we can ask those questions. But that was 10 years ago.
It was.
Although that does go on your permanent record, I think. Hey, Alicia, good morning. You're on Q100.
Hi. I had the same question. I just wanted to say thank you for the guy ahead of me here. You know, and, you know, it just proves that he's irresponsible, the fact that he has two kids by two different mothers in the first place. And now, you know, he's divorced, and you have no idea why. It's just, it's kind of a flashback to my dad, and all these women kept going after him when, you're stupid for doing that. And I hate for saying that, but, and you said that he would be okay with you coming after him, of course, because he's got this woman that's thinking about him for 10 years. You're almost obsessed with him. He's going to take advantage of that.
So what we have is, his name is Kevin Grimes. You do or do not know he lives in Riverdale still?
Exactly, yes.
Don't know. Emmy. Hey, Emmy.
Hi.
Hi. How are you?
I'm good. How are y'all?
Good. Emmy, what can you tell us? Do you know Kevin Grimes?
I know of a Kevin Grimes, and he has two kids. I'm not quite sure if it's the same one. I used to take classes at GPC, and I remember Kevin Grimes in my class because he was my partner.
Would you be able to get in touch with him?
Probably. I still have his number from when we exchanged phone numbers.
Okay. So were you involved with Kevin Grimes?
No. I'm about 20 years younger than him.
Okay. And could you give us a physical description, and we'll see here if he fits that description with Tanya?
He was around 5'9", 5'10", African-American, curly black hair on the heftier side, black mustache.
Oh, a
rocking a stash.
He's a mustached man.
Tanya's
I can understand why he's irresistible to you now, Tanya.
Tanya, is Kevin a hefty mustached man?
No. No, he's like, well, first he's like 6'3", 6'4".
And he is very well built, I guess you can say.
Or he was 10 years ago.
He was, yeah, 10 years ago.
10 years ago.
Yeah.
Okay.
But that's true. But he's definitely like.
Maybe
really
he grew the mustache to distract from his pot belly.
What? Here is April. Hey, April, good morning. How are you today?
I'm good. How are you?
Good. You know Kevin Grimes?
My husband does. We actually, we were at a birthday party about a month ago. A lady named Regina and her boyfriend, I guess maybe cousins or close to him. I couldn't get too much detail from my husband because he was driving right now.
Mm-hmm.
But he told me to call him back. I told him somebody was calling on the radio looking for him. But my husband worked for Cisco for a long, long time, about 6-7 years.
Mm-hmm.
So he knows a Kevin Grimes. And when I met him at the birthday party, it was at a hotel near the airport. He was kind of tall, but it was a lot of people there. So if it's the same Kevin Grimes, it's worth a shot.
Your yeah. husband could probably like find him.
Yeah, he could surely find out. And he's actually, just recently, he was trying to go back to Cisco and work. And so we left the party with a bunch of guys' phone numbers. It was like a ton of guys that worked for Cisco that were there.
Okay, let's do this.
I'm sure he could find out if it's the same Kevin Grimes. I don't think there's too many Kevin Grimes that work at Cisco.
Let me put you on hold, and I'm going to have Joanna get your phone number, and maybe later on in the day we can get his phone number from your husband. Would that be cool?
Okay. Yeah, sure.
Thank you.
That's a great lead right there.
Mm-hmm. Fantastic. Good morning, Q100. Who is this?
Good morning. This is Cheryl. I'm just calling to confirm. I can confirm that he does still work for Cisco.
Okay.
Okay.
My husband doesn't have his number, and I didn't want to bother him anymore because he's out there working this morning as well.
Mm-hmm.
But he says he's a cool dude. He likes him a lot. But that's all I can do is pretty much confirm that he does indeed still work for Cisco.
Does your husband have any interest in helping us rock his world?
that's funny because Mike's really not into that. So he probably, no, he wouldn't.
All right, so this is a great lead here. All we have to have is producer Tracy call over to Cisco later and see if we can get in touch with this guy and Tanya. Then we'll have your man.
Yeah, just try to talk somebody in transportation could probably.
Okay.
Help
thank
you.
Thank you so much.
Thank
awesome.
You. Okay, Tanya, then probably at this time tomorrow, we'll have more information about Kevin Grimes, if not him himself on.
Okay.
Okay.
Are you excited?
I am.
Schedule a waxing. It's going down.
You need a hair appointment, mani-pedi, ASAP.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. You sure you want to open up this door again?
Yeah, it's just to find out how he's doing that.
Come on. You're lying to yourself.
No,
come
seriously,
on.
I understand the girl's comment about the barrel, the bottom of the barrel. I get that. But
all right, well, if we hook you up with him, you have to promise us that you will wear, to that first meeting, the oldest, rattiest underwear you got in your drawer.
Don't come to that.
It will not get to that point. He's a really cool guy.
I'm just saying.
And that's it. That's really it.
Okay. All right. Okay.
Whatever you say.
Here comes Victoria's Secret panties.
Reunited.
He does not. I'm really
so
nervous.
Good.
The Burt Show.
Bubba Wallace here from 2311 Racing. You know what's slower than a pace car? Waiting at the car wash. That's when I fire up Chumba Casino. It turns those slow minutes into fast fun. With new games every week, you'll never get bored. Next time you're stuck in the slow lane, speed up with Chumba. Play now at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks. Like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit Dick's.com/scorecardplus for details.